The missing day. 23 hours and 20 minutes plus 40 minutes makes 24 hours or a day. As told by Mr. Harold Hill. At NASA, Greenbelt, Maryland, they were checking the position of the sun, moon, and planets out in space, where they would be 100 years and 1,000 years from now. We have to lay out the orbits in terms of the life of the satellite and where planets will be, so the whole thing will not bog down. They ran the computer measurements back and forth over the centuries, and it came to a halt. The computer stopped and put up a red signal, which meant that there was something wrong, either with the information fed into it or with the results as compared to the standards. They found that there was a day missing in space over the measurements in the elapsed time. They searched and searched for a solution, but after many days, there was no answer to be found. Finally, someone on the team said, "You know, one time I was in Sunday school and they talked about the sun standing still." While others didn't believe him, they didn't have an answer either. So they said, "Okay, show us." They found where Joshua asked the Lord to make the sun stand still. It says in Joshua 10:13, "And the sun stood still and the moon stayed and hasted not to go down about a whole day." They checked the computers going back into time, and the elapsed time that was missing in Joshua's day was 23 hours and 20 minutes, not a full 24-hour day. They read it again, and it said about a day. If you cannot account for 40 minutes, you're still in trouble 1,000 years from now. The 40 minutes had to be found because it can be multiplied many times over in orbits. That same employee remembered that somewhere it was written in the Bible that the sun went backwards. The scientists told him that he was out of his mind. However, they decided to check it out, and they read the following in 2 Kings. King Hezekiah, on his deathbed, was visited by the prophet Isaiah, who told him that he was not going to die. Hezekiah asked for a sign as proof, and Isaiah said, "Do you want the sun to go ahead 10 degrees? Hezekiah said, "It is nothing for the sun to go ahead 10 degrees. But let the shadow return backwards 10 degrees. That is in 2 Kings 20 verses 9 through 11. Isaiah spoke to the Lord and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards. 10 degrees is exactly 40 minutes. 23 hours and 20 minutes in Joshua plus 40 minutes in 2 Kings make the missing day in the universe. This is the end of Mr. Hill's speech. Mr. Harold Hill used the missing day in his speeches throughout the 1960s. Mr. Hill had been called a hoax and maligned as a fraud on the internet, and that his story is a lie. But was it? James S. Lacey from the Office of Public Relations for NASA wrote in a letter that the only trace they could find of Mr. Harold Hill having any connection with NASA was a person who was involved in contracting for operations and maintenance of some diesel engine operations. NASA seems to have no record about the missing day and hardly any records of who Mr. Harold Hill is. But was Mr. Harold Hill known to NASA? Dr. Werner von Braun was the director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. It was under his leadership that the Apollo 11 was launched in 1969. This was during the time that Harold Hill was using the missing day story in his speeches. It is conveniently avoided that Mr. Harold Hill was a friend of Dr. Werner von Braun. Why would Dr. von Braun, with his well thought of and high placed position as the director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center and being an acquaintance of President Kennedy, keep friendship with a liar and a religious crackpot like Mr. Hill? Unless maybe Mr. Hill did speak the truth. I was able to obtain a copy of the book From Goo to You by the Way of the Zoo by Harold Hill. This showed clearly that Mr. Hill was no stranger to NASA in the fact that both Dr. Werner von Braun and the astronaut James Irwin wrote a foreword in this book, which was published in the year 1976. Is there supporting evidence on a missing day? Well, let's look at the historical records. Aztec priests related to the Spanish scholar Bernardino de Sahagún, who lived from 1499 to 1590, that the sun had acted in a most unusual way in the ancient past. He wrote that the Aztecs reported that in ancient times both the sun and the moon stood still shortly after sunrise. This is in Bernardino de Sahagún, Historia General de las Cosas de Nueva España. Okay, then we have Professor P. Jensen reported that the ancient Babylonians have an account of a day twice the natural length. That is by P. Jensen, Die Kosmologie der Babyloner. If you download a copy, you can get the exact books and the exact references. In the 16th century, the Annals of the Cuauhtitlan, which records the history of the Culhaucan Empire in ancient Mexico, there is a record of a night that extended far longer than normal. Annals of the Cuauhtitlan. Professor Olcott, in his book on exploring history of the Peruvians, reported that there is in the ancient account of a day that lasted twice the normal time. That is the historical lore of the Peruvians, page 206. The Greek historian Herodotus wrote that the Egyptian priests had reported a most unusual solar event that occurred in the distant past. It says, the sun, however, had within its period of time on four several occasions moved from his wonted course, twice where he now sets and twice setting where he now rises. That is in the history of Herodotus. Then there is the Quiche Mayans of Guatemala, wrote about the people's reaction to a long night. They did not sleep, they remained standing, and great was the anxiety of their hearts and their stomachs for the coming of the dawn and the day. That is in Popol Vuh, part 3. But isn't the Bible obsolete? Michael Drosnin writes in his number one bestseller book, The Bible Code, it was first chiseled in stone and handwritten on a parchment scroll, finally printed in a book, waiting for us to catch up with it by inventing a computer. The Bible is constructed in a giant crossword puzzle. Skip X spaces, and another X spaces, and another X spaces, and the hidden message is spelled out. The hidden text of the Bible was encoded with a kind of time lock. It could not be opened until the computer had been invented. The code is that hidden information woven into the text of Genesis in the form of equidistant letter sequences. The effect is significant at the level of 99.99%. Harold Gantz, who is a senior codebreaker for the American intelligence at the Pentagon, was certain that he could prove that the code did not exist. Gantz says it sent a chill up my spine. At first I was 100% skeptical, said the Pentagon codebreaker. I set out to disprove the code, and I ended up proving it. In experiment after experiment, the crossword puzzles were found only in the Bible, not in War and Peace, not in any other book, and not in 10 million computer-generated test cases. If the Earth is a globe and spins on its axis and travels 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, then the sundial going back 10 degrees is an impossibility, as everything would crash and fly off the earth. Here we have a dilemma. If we believe the Bible to be the absolute truth, then we have to rethink a bit. So stay tuned, there is more to come. The tree of education, a tree to be desired to make one wise, it says in Genesis 3 verse 6. The desire for education and to show ourselves wise, at least wiser than God and His Word, is stronger today than it has ever been. Modern education will do anything to destroy our faith in the Bible with lies so big and fabrications so captivating that most of us have accepted them as facts. Much like the plantation owner will only teach his subjects how to do their particular job. He does not tell them the ins and outs of the overall plantation management, and he will definitely not inform his captives that there is an escape route. And that is the reason the Bible is out of school, as it gives the overall, complete program picture with the escape route and how to find it. You can download a free KJV study Bible with a search bar at johanpeters.in. You find leaflets like these on over 65 subjects, from creation to carbon dating, from the RFID implant to kingdom come. There are 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but on this site, all downloads are free. No cookies, no information asked. So we can pass the news.